views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. You know, I am so excited to share a wonderful event coming up next week with my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, with it becoming a number one Amazon internationally best-selling book. This was on August the 8th. Of last month, and it became a number one in the UK, in USA, in Australia, in Germany, and Canada. With that book becoming number one, I have decided to relaunch my wonderful channeled novel, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, which is actually the prequel to I Am an Angelic Walk-In. And on that day, only on that day, which is Tuesday, September the 19th, 2017, I'm offering this book for a 24-hour flash sale, only on Kindle and only the Kindle and the Amazon download version for only 99 cents. But it's only going to be for one day, on September the 19th, and only the Kindle download version. I will be posting more about that on my social media platforms, and I'll remind everyone about this next week on the radio program, so you can download this extraordinary book about my five most important past lives and what the heck I did in between those lives in our one true home in the afterlife, in heaven. You can get it for that ridiculously low price of only 99 cents. Now, not only am I excited, but the Posse of Angels is also very excited, as before the channel, they were showing me streamers and balloons and party hats as they are celebrating change, which is happening for many of us. You know, with the burst of energies from the solar eclipse, many of the conscious collective, those of us that are awakened on the planet have been experiencing energies that are encouraging us to open up for change to happen in our lives. You know, with all the enormous changes that many of us have made in our lives to who we are and who we have become at this point, we are experiencing enormous changes on the outside that are manifesting for us in different forms. Now, as I mentioned on my last week's Angel Healing House radio program, you know, this might entail, these changes, they might entail changing locations where we live, welcoming in new romantic, career, or business partners. How about changing jobs, changing our health regime, and maybe perhaps changing our exercise routines? And with the big word for September being change, the Posse of Angels have entitled today's program, The Gift of Change in Our Life. And if making change has always been difficult for you, there is wonderful news that the universe is supporting us in amazing ways that how to change our lives. Now, many of us have known for a long time that we are magicians. We're the alchemists of our lives, and that by changing our vibrational frequency and carefully focusing on our thoughts, our words, our feelings, and putting our intentions on what we wish to manifest instead of what we did not wish to manifest, we would draw signs on how to step forward, to take inspired action to the fulfillment of our dreams. You know, everyone, I can state unequivocally, without reservation, that every client that has ever come to see me over the last 14 years at Angel Healing House has done so because they wished for something to change in their lives. Whether they were experiencing emotional or physical unwellness, or they were needing channeled guidance from myself and the Posse of Angels to help them find direction and clarity, these were all prompted because of either their current state of health, or their current location, their current relationships, their current careers, self-worth, and any of these or any or all of these did not feel good to them in its current state. And hence, they needed some answers on how to feel better. Now, in 100% of those cases, the Posse of Angels gave them inspiring and motivating steps how they could practically and really quite easily change their lives by diligently making different choices. Now, in all cases, the Posse of Angels emphasized that the client was perpetuating some choice not to change something in their lives that was causing them to feel bad. For instance, perhaps they were making poor health choices by still smoking and choosing a poor diet. Perhaps even though they were exhausted and they were physically unwell, they chose to work all the time and not make time for balance and playing and have fun. Or perhaps they were feeling so awful about an abusive relationship, but then they chose to stay in this disrespecting relationship. Now, in 100% of those cases, when clients took the Posse of Angels' advice and they changed some aspect of their life, then those clients began to rapidly see a difference in their reality. Because when they began to respect themselves, then they drew more respect in other areas in their lives. You know, I've always stated that our lives are merely the sum total of our choices that we make. And many times, I, like many of you, have made choices that I was not happy at all with, as I settled for less than I deserved. You know, in many of those cases, I made choices because I listened to others. I listen to family. I listen to groups. I listen to communities. I listen to the media. I listen to governments or whatever that was. And then I did not feel good about whatever that outcome was because I was not following my own heart. By following the dictates and advice from others, you know, you could say I wasn't following my heart's desire, and I ended up with compromise. It was when I saw that the programmed way that I chose to live my life always led to a less than desired outcome. It was then that I clearly saw that every time I limited what I wished for, I ended up living a limited life. And I can tell you, it sure felt awful. By stopping and by taking a long, hard look at my life, I saw that I needed to make very different choices and to change the predictable and limited way that I was living. You know, once I made very simple fundamental changes in my life as to how I would honor and respect myself and then go in the direction that my heart was screaming out for me to go, miracles began to happen. For the more that I trusted that I was protected, that I was guided and looked after abundantly by the universe, then God and the angels opened up possibilities for change to enter my life. And I can tell you, boy, did those changes begin to flood in for me. Now, two questions. Was it easy to change? And was it scary? Let's go to the first one. Well, what helped me tremendously was that I chose to see the change as neither hard nor easy. But I chose merely to see it as my free will to change. Because if we start off with that premise about it being hard and easy, some people will say, you know, the old adage, change is difficult. Change is neither hard nor difficult nor easy. That is a perception. That is an illusion. If we switch that and we say, every time I have outgrown a certain situation, then the universe will bring to me signs on how to change. And if I step forward, it's always going to be for my greatest good and the greatest good for all concerned. Now, the second part of that, was it scary? Well, in some ways, yes. But my limited, compromised life that I was currently living made me feel so gosh darn awful that it was pretty darn scary the way that it was. So the only thing that I had to risk if I changed my life was that it would get better, it would get easier, and it would represent a more peaceful, honoring, respectful way of living. In fact, in order for my life to change, to reflect something different, every aspect of my life had to change. But, and there's a really big but here, I did not initially set out to change all aspects of my life because that's really scary for a lot of people. You know, oh, I'm going to move. I'm going to leave my current relationship. I'm going to change my diet. I'm going to change my job. No, I didn't set out to change everything. But I saw the changes as baby steps. And hence, I only set about changing one thing at a time. And now that I think about it, I pretty much went in this order. Now, firstly, I changed what I was focusing on. I began to take notice of allowing myself to really consciously change my focus. And I changed it to love, putting my attention on lovely things, on those things that were positive and optimistic, that brought me joy, peace, gratitude, harmony, and bliss. If they were not positive in nature, I chose to change and shifted my attention to reflect only those things that were bright and happy. Now, in doing so, something happened. my thoughts changed, my words changed, my feelings changed, and a result of changing those things, something unexpected happened. The more I focused on positive and joyful things, then my desires changed. You know, before adopting this choice to change, I noticed that I used to love to find others to complain to commiserate with me why my lot in life was so bad because of someone else or something. They say misery loves company. And boy, did I enjoy wallowing and drowning in my sorrow with someone who would acknowledge that I was treated so badly and that I was a victim. All that this did was kept me in a perpetual cycle of blame, rehashing the past, applauding my actions of making excuses for not being happy by staying a victim and not changing. You know, everyone, by changing my desire to only joy and positivity, my once negative and pessimistic energies were turned into a high vibrational frequency of positive, high, bright, joyful energy. Now, what happened as a result of that is that I started to draw connections and opportunities that, lo and behold, were bright, happy, and positive. And these new resources wanted to help and support me to improve my life. But this was only because I improved my vibrational frequencies inside of myself to positive and optimistic. Now, this was a great example of like attracting like. You know, by energetically drawing new resources in the way of opportunities and connections, it broadened my perceptions and clarities as to what was possible in my life. And as such, my goals in life dramatically changed. I let go of finding reasons as to why things could never work out. And I opened to being receptive to the universe, co-creating and co-conspiring to bring me the fulfillment of my desires. Once my goals changed, and I honored myself by making movement to the fulfillment of my desires instead of making excuses as to why they could never work out, that's when things changed. You know what? I let go of finding reasons as to why things could not work out. And it was just amazing, the change in my life. I then saw how other areas of my life changed and that were left over from my former way of living. And they had to change because they were not in alignment with the new energetic me anymore. So, for example, my food choices changed. I started to eat organic. I started to eat clean foods. I started to nourish my body. I changed my diet from a heavily weighted acid diet to a mainly alkaline diet, and I made my health a priority. Along with my food choices being more respectful, this was 14 years ago, after I had my angelic walk-in experience, I gave up smoking. I began to exercise, and as a result, my body started to change. Now, as a result of feeling better and oxygenating my body with good foods and exercise, my sleep patterns changed, and I slept deeply and peacefully. You know, everyone, the more I changed and the more I honored, respected, and valued who I was, other things began to value me in my life. My relationships with my family and friends started to change to be more honorable, and I started to draw to myself clients who valued my time, who valued my work and my services through payment, feeling more honored by seeing the results of all of these changes. I saw myself as worthy and deserving to get and to go for what I desired. Now, this was a fast change of merely settling my whole life and compromising my desires, thinking that, oh, I was not good enough to have what I longed for. By opening myself to ask for what I needed, I noticed that I opened myself to be more vulnerable and then to open to receive. As a result of that, it was like a magic wand, abracadabra. As if by magic, the universe, God, and the angels started to give to me in magical ways, and I started to receive the abundance of the universe. You know, because I changed so much in my life, I also noticed that my dreams changed. It became very apparent that the more I initiated change, that the dreams and wishes that were made with my limiting ideas of myself were now outgrown. And as a result of the changes I made, my dreams began to grow so much larger and so much more magical than I ever thought of. And one of those dreams came true on 8/8/8 last month, August 8th, when I Am an Angelic Walk-In became an international best-selling book on Amazon. And because we are always changing, to this very day, the Posse of Angels is laughing as they know by fully opening myself up to wonderful, unlimited, unbounded, unrestricted possibilities that change has to offer. I have set my heart and my vibrational frequency to co-create even more miraculous changes in my life. You know, looking back over the past 14 years, I can clearly see that everything and anything that, one, held me back, two, didn't honor me, three, made me feel bad, four, that limited me, and five, that stopped my dreams and made me feel just awful, all of that has changed. And it all started from my decision to make change the number one and the only priority in my life. Now, let's read that again. The reason my life is the way it is today is because when I walked in, when I had my angelic walk-in experience, which I speak about in my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, from that day, I vowed to make change the only priority in my life. And that's why things have changed. As a result, my once limited life is full now, and it is miraculous. You know, when it comes to change, I agree with this quote by Charles Darwin, who said, "It's not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent, but the one most responsive and adaptable to change." You know, when it comes to change, we all have that within us because we have been blessed with free will and free choice in order to change. And even though we know that we would like to change some aspect of our lives, what stops us from making those changes? You know, why is it that some people are afraid of change and others love change in their lives? I believe it all comes down to how much we're willing to better our situations, no matter what it takes. Now, firstly, nothing can be accomplished by not moving forward. And the nature of life is that things are always shifting. They're adapting and they're growing. All we have to do is look at the seasons. In many parts of the world, as we're leaving summer, we're getting into those autumn times where there's changes in temperature, changes in the tides, change in the colors on the trees. The tides change, the weather changes. Just like Mother Nature, if we do not grow and we do not adapt, we will remain stuck, and nothing of a value can be accomplished when we're stuck. That's an awful feeling to have to be stuck. To learn to embrace change, one must choose a different way of viewing our situations. One learns to embrace change by developing another way of viewing their life and deciding whether to improve their situations. You know, one of the most helpful things to me was to accept that nothing lasts forever. Except love. When I choose to accept this fact, I open myself to allow for expansion along my journey of life. My greatest struggle occurred when I did not accept and I resisted taking responsibility for my current state, my current reality, which I created. And once I took that responsibility and knew that I created that, then I had the free will to change it. You know, working in the field of energy healing as a Reiki master teacher these past 14 years, I can see the extraordinary result of opening ourselves to accept our energetic contribution in getting us to where we currently are, and then knowing deep within that if we do not like our present contribution to getting us to this situation, we can change it with a different energetic focus, a different energetic signature that each of us can create. And the more I consciously changed things to respect myself, I saw that honoring change always leads to not only good happening in my life, but it has led to a glorious life as a creation of my own making. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. When we come back from this short break, we will be taking callers for those free angel readings. Remember, you can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. And I would love to speak with you along with my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels. So we'll see you soon.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone. And welcome back to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. And before we get to those callers, I'd just like to remind everyone that next week, I am so excited, next week, that's Tuesday, September 19th, I will be relaunching my book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and for 24 hours only, there's a flash sale. The Kindle only, the Kindle download version of the book will be available for only 99 cents, ridiculously low price. And so everyone can go on my amazing journey of when I was Ariel, my five most important lives, and see what I did in heaven between those lives and what led me to be Angel Ariel. So remember, that's next week, Tuesday, September 19th, only for 24 hours, and the book is only 99 cents, the digital download version of the book. So without further ado, let's go to our first caller. We have Deborah on the line. Deborah's from Missouri. Deborah, are you there? Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. And how are you feeling with us stepping into September? Many of us have noticed a little bit of a shift as Mercury has Mercury retrograde is over on it was over on September 5th, and it gets out of its shadow. So a lot of people are feeling a little bit better. I don't know. Have you felt any different?
Yes and no, and also I have noticed some things that I didn't notice before.
Oh, there you go. Can you tell us what some of those things are?
Well, if I think of a negative thing or something, my body doesn't like that.
And thank goodness for the solar eclipse. Now, a lot of people don't know that that solar eclipse was, it was a very sneaky solar eclipse because it was transmuting. That light was transmuting and transforming the switches in our body, you know, things that we may have compromised or the things that we may have allowed ourselves to do, that we're not in our highest alignment, and that, you know, we might have gotten used to. Now with that solar eclipse shining a light on those things and raising our vibrational frequency, it's true, you know, it hurts. It hurts to either think negative thoughts, to dwell on negative things, to ingest negative things in our body. And this is all crystallizing us back to our divine eternal natures as human beings of crystalline light on the planet. So I'm so glad you brought that up, Deborah.
Thank you. I have a question.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I will be in a passenger in a car, or I could be driving, or I could even be sitting watching a show on TV. And all of a sudden, something will come in, and it'll either give me a zap, or it'll shock me, or it might give me pain. And it's like it's telling me to pay attention, and there could be like somebody on the show is going to get hurt, or am I in a vehicle down the street, down the road, there's something that's happening, or there's a policeman or something. And I was just wondering who that is and why they have to come in and give me such a pain or a zap.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm asking, is this for your highest good, first of all? So we have to determine, you know, if this energy is of the light and they're saying yes. Now, the zap is to really get your attention. But if you see, you are you're in the driver. You were talking about being in the driver's seat, but you are in the driver's seat as to whether you can tell the angels to not be so forceful in their messages for you. It's obvious that you're, you know, clairsentient, as you're feeling. You're feeling these things before it happens. For you to get, were you feeling these things before the solar eclipse?
Yes, that happened to me before too, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So what you can actually do, and the posse of angels are suggesting this, is to ask the angels, please don't be as forceful. You know, I'm intuitive, and I'll be able to pick this up. Don't do it with such a shock to you, as I will get. I promise I will get the message. You know, you don't have to be so forceful. Also, when you're watching things on TV, does this happen for all things that you watch on TV, or does this happen when you only watch certain things?
Let's see. That's a good question. Well, the thing I was watching on TV was, well, one time I was watching on TV, a person was talking about their father that had passed away, and they said that they knew their spirit was there with them, and I got this zap then. Another time, a person was on a horse, and I got a pain, and the horse threw the person before it happened. And then sometimes I'll be watching TV, and a color will just show up in front of the TV. Uh-huh. So I kind of never know.
Okay. Are you doing anything to promote your amazing gifts of mediumship, of your amazing psychic gifts? Are you doing anything professionally to promote these things?
Well, I, first of all, the medium, no. And the other one, I've gone to like metaphysical fairs, and I've done healing.
Okay.
With the angel.
Okay, they want you to open yourself up. And actually, you can say this out loud. They want you to open yourself up to receive more opportunities and on how you can share your gifts with the planet. And that's why they keep zapping you. It's like, you know, you have these gifts, and there's more. If you open yourself up, we will bring you more opportunities to share this with the planet. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. But it that's what it feels like. They really want you to get your attention and to open yourself up for more opportunities to share your gifts with the planet. Now, this is yes. This is the page of wands is the card of getting your gifts out in some sort of career, job, opportunity, and sharing it with the world. You know, that card in and of itself could be enough of a confirmation for you to open up and share these wonderful gifts with the world. The Emperor is the card of knowing who you are and presenting that in the most, authentic way, truthful way. Don't hide your light under a bushel. And then you got the Emperor and the Empress card. And the Empress card is about creative and fertility, about finding ways that you can share this wonderful gift of yours creatively with the planet. So try those things. Try speaking to the angels and asking them to bring you more opportunities to share your gifts and your talents, and maybe they won't have to poke you so much. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Deborah.
Definitely. Oh, man, thank you so much. And blessings for helping me. Wow.
You're so welcome.
I really needed this.
Make sure you call us and tell us what happens after you open yourself up to receive these wonderful things coming in. Take care and have a beautiful day.
Okay. I appreciate you a lot.
Thank you so much. Bye. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Catherine in New York. Catherine, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and with me, Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Hello, great, thank you. How are you?
I'm very, very well. How have you felt coming into September?
I do feel this like a pivotal change. Like I felt like with all the hurricanes and everything, it's, you know, I know it's, you know, harsh and everything, but I feel it's like a renewal for the earth, you know, like washing away.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, I know with those hurricanes, a lot of people are getting into the conversation, whether it's man-made, whether it's, you know, a darker agenda that has created these. But for us to see it as a way for humanity to come together, a way for people to help each other and to send as much love and light. Each time anything like this happens, regardless of where it was created, it is an opportunity for us to help each other and for us to be there in love for each other. So that's a very good point about it cleansing the earth. And in order for it to be renewed. Did you have a question today, Catherine?
Yes, I do. I called you about a year ago now. I have a project, and this company, you know, is looking at it. They're going to, you know, get back to me actually this week. But I'm already, you know, like putting it out there that I want to start the next one. So I was wondering if you see, if I should ask this person, his name begins with a K, to help me get to this other person that I want to work with, his name begins with an E, if that's the right avenue to go for my next one. You know, like
okay.
How when they say write a book, you know, you write it the other one. You know, I'm sure I don't have to tell you.
So you're asking if you should go through K to get to E?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Should she go through K to get to E? You know, it's so funny you're saying this because my husband is always asking me, you know, I have this project, but then this person cropped up in my radar field and I want to get to that person, but should I go for that person to this person? And the Posse of Angels are saying definitely yes. You know,
oh,
they're saying,
wonderful.
Yeah, they're saying you know, we are all here to help each other. You know, a lot of people balk at doing that because they say, oh, I don't want to use that person. But we are all here to serve and to, you know, I serve you, you serve me. It's not to abuse and use each other, you know. It's I used to say a prayer that let my eyes be open to bring me people that can help me and bring me people that I can help them and let my eyes be open in every moment to see how I can serve or be served. Because sometimes we serve people and then if we're not open to others serving us, then we close down to receiving. So let me see. I'm tuning in more about this this endeavor of yours. They are saying, yes, it will be a success. That's why it was divinely given to you. Were there other things in the past with it that it seemed like it was dead in the water?
Yes.
Okay. They're saying that they're showing me the judgment card, and they're saying that so many of those things that we thought were dead in the water are going to be resurrected now. They're showing me like those rising from the dead, you know, and it's because,
thank God
for that, you know, it's because we've changed so much. And those projects and things that were given to us, divinely given to us, we would not have wanted them to go forward with the energies that we still hadn't transformed and transmuted to be of the highest frequency. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Catherine. Okay. Here we go. First card for you is the Three of Wands. Now, this is the card of being financially remunerated and recognized for your endeavors and your projects. And others get on board with you, and they want to fund it. They want to support it. They want to promote it. And so your reading could stop absolutely with that card. It's going to be not only a success, mm-hmm. it's going to give you a great deal of fruition, and it's going to serve the planet, which is a win-win-win situation for everyone. The next card that's coming out for you is the Ace of Swords. This is the new beginning. The new beginning in for ideas and stepping forward with that new beginning. And the next one is the Queen of Cups. They're just saying, sweetheart, keep following your intuition. Know that what is divinely yours will always be yours. You're not in competition with anyone else. And all you have to do is just open to receive now, because they're saying that you've done all the hard work. There is no difficult and hard anymore. There's in this age of the new Aquarian age, the fifth dimension, is being our glorious self and then opening to receive the way the universe wants that to step forward. So it is a glorious time. So enjoy every moment of it, Catherine.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I just want to say I think it's wonderful what you're doing for the world, and too, especially for women, seeing what a wonderful author you are and caring person. I just think that's so inspirational. And yes, just sending your love and light to everybody. It's beautiful. I thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Catherine. Oh, I'll just bring tears to my eyes. Thank you. It's lovely, lovely words. And you have an absolutely beautiful day. God bless you. Take care.
You as well. God bless you.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to our caller, Michelle. She is in Washington State. Michelle, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Is this the Michelle, I think, who it is?
Probably. The one who just ran out and bought your two books, which I absolutely love. So for those who are listening, please go out and get them. If you haven't, they've been really incredible to read. I've really enjoyed every second.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. Thank you so much. What's going on in your life?
So, Claire, I have just had a situation I hope you can kind of give me a little guidance on. I was recently sort of passed over for a promotion that I expected in a not very kind way, and I've been feeling really disempowered and very demoralized from it, and I know I shouldn't. I have a lot to offer, but I'm really struggling with this pattern in my life, and I'm kind of at a point where I need someone to help me figure out how to move beyond it, or what it is that's blocking me from moving past it.
Okay. All right. All right. The first thing that came... Okay, go on.
Oh, no, I was going to say, it's like the third time it's happened, and I just don't want to keep going down this path.
Okay. All right. The first thing that I would say is, and there's two ways we can look at it. One is that if something is blocked, it's blocked for your highest good. That's number one. And this is not the case. This is not the case, because there is something that is still harbored in your energetic field that is creating an energy of maybe you're not deserving, maybe you're not worthy, maybe is that it?
It really is, yeah. I've struggled a really long time with, am I capable of doing this other job? Do I have what it takes? Because I've had to sort of learn everything the hard way when it comes to this position. And then there's this other part of me that is trying to start a business, and do I have what it takes to do that? Can I commit to it and make it happen? So there's these two things sort of happening simultaneously with this whole, am I worthy? Can I do it? Am I able to do it and make it go?
Okay. I would definitely, and it doesn't have to be with me. It could be with anybody. It could be with another person. To look into your life up until now and see where that belief system and that programming lies. It could go back as early as childhood. It could even be, and the Posse Mayville is telling me that this is so, that it is a pattern from past incarnations that you've contracted to play a lesser role, a karmic contract. You've contracted to play a lesser role and diminish yourself in order for the betterment of others. And they're saying, yes, yes, yes. So unless those contracts are made null and void, they are still energetically, to use a good Yiddish word, are going to schlep all of your energies. And it doesn't matter how much technical expertise you have. It doesn't matter how many years of experience. If you show up with a great resume and carrying these energies, it's just, you know, she looks very good on paper, but there's something about her that that will be turned over. So I would highly recommend you getting some help for seeing where this is, and in order to finally acknowledge it, thank it for the lessons that it taught you, and then in order to bless it, in order for it to be released. Because they're saying also, Michelle, that this is the last piece for you to deal with. There is nothing else after this. After this is just hallelujah, you know.
And I just feel like that. I have felt like that for like a year now, and it's like, got through all this other stuff, and here we are, and it's like a brick wall, and it's like, oh my God, I can't get past it, can't get over it, under it, around it, through it, and it is so there, and that's why, you know, I'm so appreciative of you, you know, basically confirming what I know, but helping me understand where I need to go to figure out how to get rid of it.
Absolutely. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for lovely Michelle. It's the last piece, sweetie. After this, it's they're saying home free. Okay.
Yay.
Yay. The next card you get is the Ace of Swords. And the Ace of Swords is cutting through. This is a new beginning in cutting through, which does not serve you anymore. You know, it served you in the past because then you could blame, you could wallow, you know, because things can serve us in a bad way as well as, you know, if we keep hanging on to those belief systems, then we can wallow or be a victim or, you know, blame others and all that stuff.
We can use it as an excuse. Absolutely.
Using it as an excuse. But third time is the charm, because you have been shown absolutely that you have all the expertise, but there's that energy inside of you. So the Ace of Wands is showing us, the Ace of Swords is showing us that. The Five of Cups is the lack card. This is the card where we build our sandcastles, but the wind keeps coming down and just blowing them away, you know, because it's not that we're not good enough. We don't think we're good enough, or there's something inside of us that keeps undermining who we think, divinely are. And once we do this, then the next card that comes out for us is the wish card. It's the wish card. You know, then your wishes can be fulfilled. So, like I said, I would love to work with you. I'd like to look somewhere in either this incarnation where this belief and programming is stuck, or from past incarnations as well. And I'm wishing you so much love.
Thank you. And you too. Thank you so much for your time.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's it for the show today. I'm so sorry I wasn't able to get to those other callers. If you haven't been able to get a reading on today's show, please do call in next week, as Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And don't forget that next week, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, my first book and the prequel to I Am an Angelic Walk-In, is going to be offered on Amazon, the download digital version, for only 99 cents. And one day flash sale only, so don't buy it today. wait till next Tuesday. And until next time, everyone, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth on the planet and go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and, as always, angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye. Thank you.